It's time for Voices from the Garden, a series that celebrates and explores an intrinsic mix of life lessons, faith stories, and glorious gardening adventures, told by those who experience them in their own words, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Hello, garden friends. From all parts of the globe, we are dealing with COVID-19, a pandemic. It's still even hard to say those words. Our Rose Chat series, Voices from the Garden, is currently featuring stories from those in our garden community who are sharing what it's like to garden during a pandemic. Join us today for episode 2 of When Gardeners Shelter in Place. Our guests today are rose lovers from opposite U.S. coast, Elena Williams from the Pacific Northwest, and Paul Zimmerman from South Carolina. Elena is a retired librarian, but a never-retired rosarian. She serves the American Rose Society as a Rose Show judge, master consulting rosarian, and as Pacific Northwest assistant district director. Paul Zimmerman is the author of the book on roses called Everyday Roses. Paul is an excellent garden communicator and rose community connector, and currently leads a thriving Facebook group called Paul Zimmerman Roses. Now, if you have a story you wish to share, contact us at rosechatpodcast@gmail.com.
This is Elena Williams in the Pacific Northwest District of the American Rose Society. I'm a master consulting rosarian and also a horticulture and arrangement judge. Those things are very important to me. I've been growing roses for about 25 years, 15 years in Minnesota, and the last 10 years in Western Washington. During this stay-at-home experience during coronavirus, there's been a list of businesses that are allowed to stay open. And fortunately for us gardeners, we've been able to go to the garden centers and nurseries. We have a long spring here in Western Washington, so I have a lot more time to do gardening. But the good thing about that is, with each passing year, it seems to take longer to get the same amount of things finished. Since our local garden centers are approved to be open right now, it's like having an open invitation to buy new roses once a week and get your 10,000 steps in. But that should happen more often than once a week. I've decided that I wanted to spread the dollar love around, so I've been visiting all the local nurseries, not the big box places, but the small local nurseries. Let's keep them in business. I took a trip down to Raft Island Roses, which is 35 miles south, just to buy one rose. Then another day, I went up to Portland Avenue Nursery, which was in Tacoma. And that distance is about an hour plus, and I also had to go over a bridge that has a toll. So that's real dedication. I needed to get out of the house that day. Another day, I went to Valley Nursery, which is only 14 miles north of here. That's my real local nursery. The manager of the place is part of our Rose Society, and he always has the roses that we want to grow. The other day, I had a kind of fun experience at a place called Brothers Nursery. That's sort of my most local, all-around, not so much roses, but everything else. They had the 6 feet separation on the floor and people were wearing masks. But when I was in the checkout line, it started to get a little bit jovial because the other women, mostly women in the store, had these cute flowery masks on, you know, and a friend of mine made me one with roses and another one that had, you know, flowers and bees and butterflies. So, I mean, you don't mind wearing them when they're cute and you go into your garden centers and you know that people will comment. I'm kind of sad that there are no spring rose shows this year. You know, in addition to I have all this time to do all the right things and make sure that my roses are going to be great and do well at these shows, I miss seeing my friends. And I think everybody feels that way. But my rose friends that I usually only get to see, you know, part of the year. So that's kind of sad for me. And I hope others are feeling the same way. But the upside of that is there's not going to be any spring rose shows. So for me personally, it's going to be easier to cut and share roses. You know, when they're at the peak, I'm going to do lots of photographs and then cut and share and make people smile. That's what I've decided to do. One concern I have about what's going on now is next year, hopefully, when we all get back to our regular routines, that some people may not want to go through the effort to put on these rose shows. It seems like over the last few years or decade, that's been happening, and that's another thing that makes me kind of sad. But I hope I'm wrong on that. I've been spending way too much time on social media. It just seems like a convenient thing to do when you sit down. And I'd like to point out that our American Rose Society president, Bob Martin, has been putting on virtual rose shows from his garden. And I've seen two of them so far, and the roses are fabulous. So if you haven't been on Facebook and friended Bob Martin from, you know, California, you will see a fabulous garden if you find that. My Rose Society did have one person who passed away due to the coronavirus. So I hope everyone who is out there listening will be safe and is well. Thanks for listening.
Hello, Rose Chat Nation. This is Paul Zimmerman of Paul Zimmerman Roses. And how are you all doing? I hope you are staying safe, working in your gardens, and enjoying this time. Rose Chat has asked us to talk a little bit about what we're doing and kind of reflect on gardening and working and what we are doing during the coronavirus when we're all locked down. I'm very blessed, to be honest with you. I live in a rural area. My wife and I have a 27-acre farm. It's very easy to social distance where I am. I have space to garden, so I count my blessings is what I do. I don't complain. I don't have the right to, quite honestly, in a situation like this. I can work from home. My wife teaches writing, so she can also work in the same situations. So I'm enjoying my garden, and I'm seeing it in new ways, really. And what do I mean by that? I'll tell you, I'm seeing it slowly. And I know that sounds weird, but during normal times, I think we all rush through things, and we rush through the garden, and we rush through life. And I have time now to go out with a cup of coffee in the morning and slowly walk through the garden and do the same in the afternoon and during the day. I'll take our dogs outside there and they can just kind of run around, and I'll walk through the gardens and the beds and visit the roses and visit the perennials and the plants and look at things and think, oh, well, maybe I'll change that or maybe I'll do that. So everything is slowed down, and I find that really to be a lovely experience as I can take my time. Also rediscovering old friends in a lot of ways, roses that, you know, I've lost tags on some of them. I'll be honest with you. I know that sounds weird. I'm supposed to probably not do that, but there you go. We're all gardeners. We all do the same thing, but I've been able to take pictures of the blooms and then go back inside to my photo library on my computer and kind of compare things and go, okay, now, yeah, okay, that's what that was. I remember what that was, and put tags back on the roses. And just really spend time. Again, I talked about seeing the garden slowly, and that's what I'm doing right now. Seeing it slow, rediscovering old friends and making new friends. I've got about 40 or 50 roses. Thank goodness for mail order nurseries. I've got about 40 or 50 new roses to go in the ground that are new to me, and I'm excited about seeing those grow and where am I going to put them. And that's something that I really enjoy as well, thinking more about the design aspect of the garden. Another thing that's kind of gotten me through this is a Facebook group that I created last fall, and we've got about 3,500 members right now in about 60 different countries, and there's a commonality that we're all going through right now under the coronavirus lockdown, because it's worldwide. It's certainly worse in some places than other. I know Pat Shanley was on yesterday. New York is certainly an epicenter of it. But there's a commonality of all of us gardening and taking time and solace in our garden. And we're doing it together, even though we're not together physically in our gardens. We're together through social media, through Facebook. Spiritually, we're together in our garden. I know that I've got friends on Facebook that are doing the same thing that I'm doing, planting a new rose, doing some trimming, deadheading, planting new perennials, etc. So there's that commonality that goes with that that I really like. The other thing for me that I think coming out of this coronavirus time is I look at the planet and the power to heal. We've all heard about, you know, pollution being down. In India, you can see the Himalayas for the first time in who knows how long, you know, the waters and the canals in Venice clearing up. And I even see it here, even in the rural countryside. The sky is a different kind of blue. The trees have a different hue of green to them and a different touch of that. And that to me is because of my faith life is shows God's power to heal. And that's something that I really focus on and something that I carry in my heart, is that God has an amazing ability to heal. And I know that God will heal this coronavirus away from our lives. It's going to be on his own time. A dear friend of mine says, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. But I really, truly believe that that's what's going to happen, because I'm seeing it all around me now. So I keep that in my hearts as well, and just use this time, like I said, in my garden, rediscover old friends, make new friends through the garden, keep in touch with gardeners through social media, and just watch God's amazing power to heal. My friends, stay safe, stay gardening, and happy rosing.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Voices from the Garden, an exclusive story series celebrating the human experience in the garden, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast. Voices from the Garden is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.